नावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
The Lord has given how we should do puja, what should we eat, ahar, yajna, tapa, tapa at three levels, at the body level, at the speech level, at the mind level, and dana. Then he said, all the sattvic people, they don't expect anything in return. They do it in niskam bhav. And the Rajasic people, they do it for their self-satisfaction, for fulfillment of their desire. And Tamasic people, they harm others to fulfill their desire. They are foolish people. He said, if you do in this way with the Sattvic Shraddha, and with that if you add Om Tat Sat, then it makes a perfect action. So whatever the shortcomings are there in your sattvic, yajna, dan, tap, that also can be corrected. And that your worship is accepted by the Lord. So what we are supposed to do, do your best. And then add Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat is the name of the Lord. It is coming from the Vedic period. And Brahmaji created Brahman, Veda and the Yajna. We have seen all these, Veda and Yajna, by taking the name of the Lord, Om Tat Sat. And we have seen also, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, we say Om Tat Sat. In our pledge also is the Om Tat Sat. After the puja also we say Om Tat Sat. So whatever there are shortcomings, it's all covered. So somebody may say, Om Tat Sat, can I take the name of Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, Ganesh, Madhura? Yeah, all names are auspicious. Om Tat Sat is also auspicious. Those names are also auspicious. You can take any name, but add the name of the Lord. That's all. To make it perfect. During the Bhagavad Sapta, normally it is seen that there is a kathakar, who is telling about the whole Bhagavat in 1 week. But he is assisted by 3 pandits. You will find the 3 pandits are sitting somewhere and one pandit will be chanting the whole of Bhagavatam, verse by verse. He is continuously chanting. Another pandit is taking the name of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, continuously taking the japa of Lord. Idea behind is that he will, whatever the shortcomings are there, those are covered. Third pandit, he chants the Vishnu Sahasranam continuously. Vishnu Sahasranam, Vishnu Sahasranam. It is 1000 name of the Lord. So by chanting the name of the Lord, whatever Vaigunya, whatever the shortcomings are there, those are all covered. In Taittiriya Upanishad it has come, Om Iti Brahma. Om is Brahma. And whatever you see, that everything is Brahman only. So in verse number 23, it was said, Om Tatsiti Nirdesha Brahmana Tribhida Smrita. This is the Nirdesh, this is the advice given to us that after completing your Sattvic Yajnadan Tap, there may be some mistakes. Those mistakes can be covered up if you add Om Tatsat after the end of your endeavor. And Brahmana Tena Vedasya Yajnasya Vidapurapura, in ancient time, in the Vedic period of time, Brahmaji created Brahman, the doer of action, Veda, the source of knowledge, Yajna, the karma, by taking the name of the Lord. Therefore, now in the verse number 24.
Tasmadomittudaritya. Tasmadomittudaritya. Yajnadana tapah kriyaha. Yajnadana tapah kriyaha. Pravartante vidhanoktaha. Pravartante vidhanoktaha. Satatam brahmavadinam.
Satatam brahmavadinam.
Tasmadomittudaritya. Yajnadana tapah kriyaha pravartante vidhanoktaha satatam brahmavadinam.
Tasmat, therefore, what should be done? It is said, you should use the word Om. Now in next four slokas, including this sloka, Lord is going to tell where Om is used, where Sat is used, where Tat is used. Because all three means the same thing. It's the name of the Brahman. So now, use of Om, it is said, is the idea behind the whole thing is that it is auspicious. That's all. Take the name of the Lord, the thing will become auspicious. Whatever mistakes I have done, I am informing him. Once you have informed to your boss, khatam. You don't have to worry about it. I have said to him that you take care now. Whenever any book is written by any of the mission member, if you give it to somebody for review, he will find 10 mistakes there. But if you give it to Guruji and Guruji says, okay, print it. All Vaigunya gone. With all mistakes, it will be printed because Guruji has said. Similarly, in your company, whatever boss says, we do it. Whatever the shortcomings are there, you have said, have done. Whatever prime minister says or president says, other minister and the secretary do the same thing. All covered. Guruji is not architect, but all the plans are shown to him. Like Badri is now thinking of expanding the new plans. It was shown to Guru. Should we have this type of window or that type of door? Or he doesn't know anything. But he said, okay. Once Guruji has said okay, now nobody will ask any question. Khatam, over. The same thought is here. Do your best. And then you add. This is the vital part. Do your best. Don't make it an excuse that I am going to tell lie and I will say Om Tatsat. No. Don't use that way. Do your best and then add. Brahmavadinam. Brahmavadinam is the karmakandis, the ritualistic. When they start their rituals, they chant Om first. There are many priests around that fire ritual, they will not say, Panditji, abhi aisa suru karo. They will not speak like that. They will say, Om. All the Pandits become attentive and he will see. That means he is indicating, Om. That means you start. Somebody will chant, other body will give the oblation. They will not take any other name, but they will say, Om, Om, Om. Continuously they will say, Om. In this sloka, you will find that Lord has taken only yajna, dan and tapa. He is not talking about ahar. But while discussing earlier, we have seen that he has told about the ahara also, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. See, in the case of yajna, dantap, adrishtaphal, the result which is going to come, we are not able to see. We call it adrishtaphal. But in the case of ahar, it is drishta, you know. You are taking tamasic food or rajasic food or sattvic food. But in the case of yajna, dantap, you don't know. You are doing your best. With sattvic shraddha you are doing. But what the fruit of action is going to come, I don't know. To make it perfect, we just add the name of Lord, Om Tat Sat. Here the emphasis is given on the Om. That doesn't mean that you can't use Tat and Sat. You can. But the ritualistic people, the karmakandis, they use the word Om. Then it is said, Pravartante Vidhanukta. Very important word, vidhanukta. Vidhan means as per the scripture. Don't use Om Tat Sat in Rajasic and Tamasic Yajna Dantap. Because the scripture don't say that you do Rajas and Tamas. Scripture will always show you the path to what? Sattvagun. Vidhanukta satatam continuously Brahmavadinam, they will chant Om Om Om. So Om Tat Sat is meant for sattvic karma, not for rajasic and tamasic. Now where tat is used, next sloka.
Tadityanabhisandhaya phalam yajna tapah kriyah phalam yajna tapah kriyah dana kriyascha vividhah dana kriyascha vividhah kriyante mokshakankshibhih kriyante mokshakankshibhih tadityanabhisandhaya phalam yajna tapah kriyah dana kriyascha vividhah kriyante mokshakankshibhih.
Tat is used by kriyante mokshakankshibhih. Kriyante, they use the word tat. Who? Moksha kanchibhi, those who want the supreme knowledge for liberation. They use the word tat. Yajna tapa kriya dana. They also do yajna, tapa and dana. Who? Mumukshu, the seeker of the knowledge. Those who want liberation, they also do this thing. Yajna dana tap. For mukti. So they use tat word. And how is there this yajna dantap? It is said, anabhisandhaya. Anabhisandhaya. Abhisandhaya means for fruits. If you are doing yajna dantap for the fruits, then it is sattvic. Huh? Sure? Yes, it is rajasic. So mumuchu abhisandhaya means for fruit. Anabhisandhaya, not for fruit. So mumuchu also do yajna, dana, tapa, but not for any fruit of action, not for the selfish fulfillment of desire. They also do. What is their purpose? Their purpose is only to remove the impurities of mind. Very good. They say tat. And we have already seen Om is dealt in Mandukya Upanishad. Tat means which cannot be perceived by our organs of perception. And Sat means existence. Existence. And Tat is the name of the Lord also we find in Vishnu Sahasranam. Eko naike savaka kim yat tat padam anuttamam tat padam. Tat, what is coming. So Tat is also the name of Lord Vishnu. So Mumukshu do the Daan. What is the example for Daan of Mumukshu doing the Daan? Gyan Daan. is done by Mumukshu. And Mumukshu do the yajna, niskam yajna, they do Gayatri Havan. Gayatri yajna they will do without expecting any result. And they utter tat. Dana kriya cha vividha, dana kriya cha vividha, here Shankaracharya says, vividha means chetra, hiranya, pradan, adi, lakshana, chetra. They donate land also. Then hiranya, gold also. Mumukshu will give away his land, his wealth. Adi means other things, other wealth. This we have seen in Calcutta because I live very close to Ramakrishna Mission, the headquarters of Ramakrishna Mission in Calcutta. And it is a posh area, South Calcutta area. And most of the properties owned by people who are devotees of Ramakrishna, they have donated their property after my death. This goes to Ramakrishna Mission. In Chinmay Mission also in Bombay, many people have started giving now. This is my property, I am giving it to Chinmay Mission. This way they give. Then where is the Sat Sabda used? Om Tat Sabda. So Om is used by the ritualistic, Brahmavadina. Tat is used by Mumukshu, those who want the highest knowledge. And they don't expect anything in return of this Yajna Danta. They encash it. Encash it means they convert it into the removing their impurity of mind. What are the impurities of mind? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, masa. So they want to remove this impurity. Therefore, they do all this yajna dana tapa for purification of mind. Now, sat sabda.
Sadbhave sadhu bhave cha. Sadbhave sadhu bhave cha. Saditte tat prayujyate. Saditte tat prayujyate. Prashaste karmani tatha. Prashaste karmani tatha. Satshabda partha yujyate. Satshabda partha yujyate. Sadbhave sadhu bhave cha. Saditte tat prayujyate. Prashaste karmani tatha. Satshabda partha yujyate.
Sat sabda partha yujyate. O partha. Sat iti etat sad bhave sadhu bhave cha prayujyate. Sat means what? Sad bhave. Sad bhave means like in Satchidananda, the word sat comes. But there that sat word means existence. Sad bhave. It exists. Like we see the seed, in the seed the full tree is there, but I am not able to see it. So seeing the seed, we don't say the tree is there. Tree is not existing. So tree is asat. But when it sprouts, becomes plant and tree, then we say sat, it is existing. So sat is used for the existence. Sad bhave, it exists. Second, sadhu bhave. Sat means sadhu, good, in the sense of goodness. How it is? Like a person, he is a good person. Then what will say? Sat purush. His bhav, his feelings are good. Sad bhava. His thinking, his intellect is good. His thoughts are good. Sat vichara, we say. So sat means good, good, good. His actions are good. Sat karma, we say. He is a good person. Sat purush. This way we use. His character is good. Sat svabhava. So sat is used for goodness. Then in the third, we use prasaste karmani. Prasaste karmani means when you are doing some auspicious work, like Upanayan or marriage or Brahmachari Diksha or Sannyas Diksha, at that time also Sat word is used. In Bhagavat, a story comes, when Naradji was here, he saw in some Western India or in the Dwarka that Bhakti Mata is weak and crying, and her two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, they are unconscious. And Bhakti Mata, seeing the Naradji, she asked for help. Help me, my two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, they are unconscious. And Naradji was thinking, what should I do to help Bhakti Mata? So at that time, he heard Akashvani. Narad, do Satkarma. Naradji got the clue. Satkarma means do Bhagavat Katha. If you do the Bhagavat Katha, they will be okay. And Naradji did. And then the two sons of Bhakti Mata, Gyana and Vaikra, they become young. So Satkarma. Then it is said, Sat is also used for, in the next verse, Lord is going to tell where Sat word is again used. So we have seen three places here in this sloka. One as the existence, second as the goodness, and third as the prasaste karmani. In the auspicious occasions, the Sat word is used. Sloka number 27.
Yagye tapasi dane cha. Yagye tapasi dane cha. Sthiti saditi chochyate. Sthiti saditi chochyate. Karma chaiva tadarthiyam. Karma chaiva tadarthiyam. Saditte vabhidhiyate. Sadite vabhidhiyate. Yagye tapasi dane cha. Sthiti saditi chochyate. Karma chaiva tadarthiyam. Sadite vabhidhiyate.
Yagye tapasi dane cha. Sthita saditi uchyate. Sthita means abidance. If somebody is abiding in this yagya, dan and tapa, he is also said to be sat in that, abiding in that. Yagya sthita. Yagya sthita means a performing yagya, niskam yagya. We all are talking about the sattvic only. In the sattvic yagya dan tap, there is no expectation of fruit of result, fruit of action. We are not expecting anything. So a person who is doing the yagya, who is devoted and is doing for with the full devotion, without expectation of the fruit of result action, then he is said to be abiding in that yagya. He is sthita in yagya. Yagya is sthita in him. For that purpose it is used. Tapasi sthita. Tapasi sthita means he abides in tap, follows the niyams of the tapas and all that. He is said to be sthita in the tapa. Sthita indan, like Karna, sthita indan, he has taken the vow that I will give danam, charity. Such person is called established in dan. Then the fifth one is karma chaiva tadarthiyam. Karma, all karma, chaiva, chaiva means cha eva, alone, tadarthiyam. You got it, tadarthiyam, for Ishwara, for Artha. There also we use sat. So all actions should be done for His sake, for the Lord's sake, for Ishwar's sake. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said in chapter 3, tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Tadartham, all the actions should be for His sake. That is karma yoga. Any action, be careful, any action done for Paramatma is sat. All other actions other than that are asat. They will never take you to Paramatma. All actions for the happiness of the Lord is sat. All other actions which are not for the happiness of the Lord, which is for my happiness, they are all asat. These karma will never take you to Lord. Asat. So do yajna dan tap for the Lord and add Om Tat Sat is complete. You have to take the name of the Lord. That's all. Om Tat Sat, I have earlier also said Om Tat Sat. You just take the name of the Lord. Like Tulsi Baba, while writing the Ramayana, he takes the name of the Ram. Ram is also auspicious. He says there are many mistakes in Ramayana. There is a mistake in Chanda, in construction also. There may be spelling mistake also. But I have taken the name of the Lord and I am not expecting anything in return by writing the Ramayana. It is Niskam. So therefore, it is Sattvic. So precondition for all Yajna Dan Tap is that do your best. Do your best. And your Shraddha, your belief should be Sattvic Shraddha. Not other. Sattvic Shraddha is the precondition. People can do perfectly wrong karma also. Perfect. And if you add with that Om Tat Sat, that will not make it Sattvic. Example, now the 2000 rupee notes have come in India. And they are in the news that they have the fake notes have also started coming. Perfect! You can't make it out. So if you add Om Tat Sat, will it make that a Sattvic endeavor? No. Vulgar song perfectly sung, will that make it a Sattvic? No, it will not make it Sattvic. It is said, any book written without the name of the Lord or the name of Mother Saraswati in it, it is not Sat. It is not Sattvic. Any home you have made without any puja room, it is Sattvic? No, it is not Sattvic. So see the enormous power of these words. One single word, Om Tat Sat. If you use one word, see the change in your action. And if you combine the whole together, Om Tat Sat, enormous power it has got. So by chanting the name of the Lord, seeker gets the punya. Mumukshu, he gets the punya. But he is not expecting anything. He don't want punya. He converts into purification of mind. So this word Om Tat Sat should not be used in the Rajasic and Tamasic Yajna Dan Tap. It will not give you fall. It has to be Sattvic endeavor and the Shraddha should also be Sattvic. What will happen if the Shraddha is not Sattvic? Then the last sloka says,
Ashraddhayahutam dattam tapastaptam kritam chayata asadityuchyate partha nacatat pretyano iha ashraddhayahutam dattam tapastaptam kritam chayata asadityuchyate partha na cha tat prityano iha
asraddhaya hutam dattam tapastaptam kritam cha. Asraddhaya, if you are doing with asraddha, what? Hutam. Hutam means in the fire ritual you are giving oblations. You are doing fire ritual, havan you are doing, but with asraddha. There is no sraddha. It is mechanical. Karna hai, karte jate. Without any sraddha. Dattam danam. You are doing, giving dan also with asraddha. Tapa, austerity also with asraddha. Kritam, Shankaracharya ji says, kritam means stuti namaskar adi. You are praising, you are doing puja or namaskar to anybody. It's only mechanical, there is no sraddha behind it. Then what will happen? Asad iti uchyate partha. Oh partha, this is asad. It is not going to give you any result. It will become important. Without Shraddha, if you do all these things, you will not get anything. Asad iti uchyate mat prapti sadhan marg vayatvatvat. Asad means, if you are doing yajna dan tap with asraddha, mechanically if you are doing, the Lord is saying that it is asad because you will not reach me. It is beyond the path of reaching Lord. Na cha tat pretya no hiye. They will not get result here and hereafter. Yahan bhi nahi milega, baad mein bhi nahi milega, marne ke baad bhi nahi milega. Ja. If you do the yajna dan and tap which is not sattvic, you have not done your best, you will not get result. You see, many times, many of you might be employed, many times company sponsors for the workshop. Aapko jana hai for 2 days, 3 days. You are not interested. Company is paying. We are going with asraddha. You have to attend, there is no way out. Asat. The result? Child not interested in music. And all mothers want that they should learn this instrument, singing, drum, violin. He goes there, sarega, he writes, comes back. Asraddha. It will not give result. So to make it sat, what is to be done? Sattvic Shraddha is required. Do your best, second. And third, take the name of the Lord. Om Tat Sat. It's complete. Suppose you don't want to do your best. There are three things required. Sattvic Shraddha. You have to do your work, purusharth, best you can do. And then add the name of the Lord. Suppose you don't want, you are not doing your purusharatha. A child was not interested in study. He went to appear in the exam, came back, father asked him, did you appear in the exam? He said, yes. How many questions were there? 5 questions. Did you write the paper? How many questions did you attempt? I didn't attempt the first 3 and the last 2. Asraddha. Unless do your first, you will not get result. So the first question in the first sloka, the question was, Ye sastre vijitam utsrijya yajante sraddhyanvita tesam nishtratu ka krishna sattam aho rajastama. Somebody is doing the puja, but he has not studied the sastra. He is doing with sraddha, but the word, whether it is sattvic sraddha or not, is not, he didn't say. So now Lord is giving the answer. If it is with the sattvic sraddha, then that actions will be sattvic. That person is sattvic. And if it is all sattvic, then you are fit for spiritual growth. Because sattvic things will make your mind pure. A pure mind is fit mind for knowledge of the self. There are only two steps for realization. Number one is purification of your mind. What are the impurities? You know now. Who is the leader?
Kaam
is the leader. So you have to tackle only one enemy, one. For tackling this one enemy, you may have to take many, many janma for the purity of mind. But the knowledge will happen in a second. Knowledge will happen in a second. But the purification takes long time. So Lord has given the full plan how to act in this world. Your Shraddha should be sattvic. You should put in your best effort and then add the name of Lord. Not necessary Om Tat Sat, whatever Devi Devta's name you want to add, you can add any Devi Devta's name. And that will make it sattvic. With this we end chapter number 17 of the Bhagavad Gita. So we will take up chapter 18 when I come back from India. I will be back on 7th of December. After
February.
That? February, sorry. 7th of February. Meri chutti khatam ho jati 7th December.
Om Sri Bhagavad Gita Shupanishatsu. Om Sri Bhagavad Gita. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yogo Nama Saptadashodhyayah.